1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Today we call a substitute teacher who's filling in for a fourth grade class. The original teacher's out on maternity leave, so the new one's only been there for about a week so far. But still, that's plenty of time for one parent to come up with a long list of critiques and teaching adjustments that she thinks she needs to make.
No way.
And Brooke's list ranges from the mildly unreasonable to completely insane. So we'll see how she handles it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jamie Carlite?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Jamie. My name is Heather Love. My son Caleb is in your fourth grade class.
Oh, Caleb, yes, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Uh-huh.
Caleb is such a great kid.
Oh, you're being serious. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you obviously don't live with him.
Oh, no, he's great. He's very attentive in class.
Good to hear the medication's working.
Oh.
So the reason I'm calling is I know you're new and filling in for Miss Jennifer, who's on maternity leave. So
yes.
It looks like your first week isn't going as well as when Miss Jennifer is in charge.
I'm sorry. What do you mean? I don't understand. We're having a great week.
Well, you might be, but Caleb comes home and says he's not happy or fulfilled.
Oh.
He uses that word, fulfill?
He does. He knows lots of big words. You should teach him some more.
I mean, we're working.
We could just go over a few things that Miss Jennifer does to help, and maybe you could adopt them, too. Yeah, you could do them.
I'm open to hearing what they are.
Great. So number one is I need you to stop writing on the whiteboard with your left hand.
I write with my left hand, though.
Maybe not in this class, because it's very confusing for Caleb. He's right-handed.
Yeah, I know Caleb is right-handed, I noticed. But he can write with his right hand.
Okay, let's adapt, okay? Let's adapt. Just put it in your other hand, that pen, you know? Seems pretty simple. Oh,
well,
and I'd also like you to prepare a hot cup of tea for Caleb each morning when he arrives.
Miss Jennifer would do that?
With a little slice of lemon, but I won't ask that of you. That may be asking too much.
I'm going to have to talk to the vice principal about this. I didn't know anything about this.
Something else you might not know is Caleb lost part of his finger in an accident at home.
Oh.
And I have it in a Ziploc in the freezer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Okay. It happened a long time ago. But Miss Jennifer would always let him bring it in for show and tell, pass it around the room.
He would, pass his finger to other kids? I don't understand.
Just from that first knuckle up is what got severed. So the kids love it. They love it. You know what, though? I'll have him bring it in a cooler because there was a problem with smell last time.
Oh, God.
Darn little thing heats up like a Frankfurter. One of those little ones like you have at the hors d'oeuvres. It's kind of what it looks like.
Caleb's mom, I'm so sorry, but I need to go.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I just have one more thing to ask you. I know your time is so important. So I was just wondering, this isn't really a formal request, but just an option. Are you interested in making Caleb's lunch every day?
No.
Your reaction there. It's just that I'm so busy with work, and I heard you don't have any children. So I can pay you $2 per lunch.
Yeah. No, I think that's not clear boundaries.
That's $40 a month. Good. And I can't imagine what they pay substitute teachers. I bet you need that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what, though? No crust and only organic berries. Can you make that happen?
This is really crossing a line.
Oh.
I don't think Miss Jennifer was doing all these things. I find it very hard to believe.
Do you know who you should ask? Because you should actually ask a teacher that you work with named Annie. Do you know Miss Annie?
Of course I know Miss Annie.
Yeah, because she's the one that wants you to listen to the radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, so you can hear the prank phone call we're doing on you. Right now. Right now. It's a joke.
What?
This is actually God. Brooke. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God, Miss Annie, I'm going to kill her.
Well, it wasn't just her. Apparently, it was her and all the other teachers. They wanted to make sure that you were welcome since you're kind of new.
Oh, my God. My heart is, like, racing right now. Like, I wanted...
Oh, your heart was racing because you couldn't wait to see that little severed finger, huh?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't wait.
It's a real hit with the kids.
Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.